Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. It's the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. Oh, it's Friday. Yeah.
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 Can we feel it?
Party people. Hey, it's Friday night. Gonna rock this joint.
This is how we do it. My name's Marcus Speller and Jim Campbell's here.
Hello.
Luke Moore's here.
All right.
And Pete Donaldson's here.
Yes, yes, people.
All right, man.
All right. People. Inclusive.
Everyone.
Yeah. It's FA Cup. Weekend.
Can I say, and this is no word of a lie, this has always been and always will be my favourite weekend of the domestic season. The third round of the FA Cup weekend is by far the best weekend.
There are upsets along the way.
Hopefully.
And also, is it four all Premier League ties? So that's great. That's four Premier League teams out the way.
And it's like a football weekend that's like a game of Mario Kart. Banana skins everywhere. Yeah.
Let's get on to the first
and the
one.
Occasional tortoise shell. Was it a tortoise shell? Turtle shell.
Yeah. How can you tell the difference?
Yeah, I don't know.
One's green, isn't it?
Yeah, but the red one you could fire and it would be like a guided
heat
missile.
Seeking.
I'm literally giving you that
heat
Luigi
seeking
look
shell
from the recent Wii U Mario Kart game. Luigi does a funny face sometimes.
That moustache doesn't suit you.
Exeter host Liverpool.
Mm. They do.
Liverpool have no fit players. Yeah. Defenders, certainly. It's absolutely extraordinary what's going on there.
Hamstrings are broken everywhere.
Yeah. I think Liverpool might have to put out that Legends team that played a little while ago with Gerrard in. Do you see that? He shanked a pass from the middle, from the centre circle, basically out by the corner flag. And everyone's like, oh, classic Gerrard.
I was going,
really pulling out all the moves.
When you said Legends team, I was going back a lot further, like thinking they're not going to put Steve Nicol at the back.
They might have to. Kolo Touré is at least as old.
With these types of games, as I've already said, I'm a very, very enthusiastic third round FA Cup fan. When you're looking at the games where you want an upset, I love an upset, and that's the reason, and I know people say this a lot, but that's the reason the TV cameras are going there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Exeter Liverpool move to Friday night, lovely old job, it ticks all the boxes, right? 66 places between each team, that'll be mentioned about 5 times on the
TV.
It's a Friday night on
in
TV
Exeter.
Not only that, but we want the Premier League team away from home.
Yes.
Away from home.
Muddy pitch.
I could do with less of the patronising stuff when like a team plays against a non-league team. And, oh, this guy's a bricklayer by day. Look at him play football like a little performing monkey.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
No.
But what I do want is I want the Premier League team away from home. But do you know what I need to tick the box? I need a League Two team, in this case Exeter, of course, to be in good form. And Exeter aren't in good form.
And you also want an absolute disaster of a pitch, as Marcus touched on. I hope the groundsman is out there with a rake and just as much water as he can find.
I hope he's
out
there
ruining it
with a bazooka,
digging holes in it, holes and laying mats over it, laying traps.
The field list needs to look like a Call of Duty.
Yeah, absolutely.
But can I just say, having said what I've just said, I need to add to this. There's two ways of looking at it when a Premier League team goes to a League Two team, right? First of all, you look at the form and you go, oh, they're in form. Or if they're not in form, you spin it and go, oh, they'll be looking forward to a nice departure from the league.
A dual win.
Yeah.
And you want them to have a wily old centre forward in Clinton Morrison.
Nice. Oh. Nice.
Yeah?
I'm liking that.
And a manager who knows what he's doing, Paul Tisdale, a favourite of yours, Peter, for fashion senses.
He is my sartorial god.
I'm looking forward to his FA Cup hat. Do you think he's picked it yet? Because he's definitely going to be thinking about
it. Oh, he's spent all the time thinking about it. He hasn't had time for tactics.
Like one of those larger laundrettes that have a button that rotate all of the racks. I reckon that's his. What? Well, like a rotating tie rack.
Right.
Yeah? But writ large,
guys. Is this one of your inventions?
Come on, guys, have a bit of scope, yeah?
Clinton Morrison's 12-1 to score first with Betfair 365. I've helped you out there.
Cheers,
Dawson.
Mate. Cheers.
What about Tisdale's hat rack? Can we get any odds on that? Does he have one?
Can we get
Does he exist?
Give a call. Give Bet365 a call and see if you can get a bet on the colour of Paul Tisdale's hat.
Do you know what? Tisdale's a really good manager. And people forget that because
the hat's
of
it's a distraction. It's deliberate.
I think he's done that.
It's a dishatchion.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
That's worse than what I just did.
I'm leaving.
We've done a poo in this cubicle.
Do you think the chairman of Exeter's thought to himself, right, this guy's got potential. He will manage in leagues above this one day. How can we keep hold of him, though? How can we keep people unaware of his talent? Because League One clubs and maybe even Championship clubs as well might want to snap him up one day. Let's put him in a stupid hat. So people, as you say, Jim, concentrate on the hat. They don't concentrate on his managerial ability.
And they start with the hat.
It's not just the hat, though. It's the rest of his
cravat.
The cravat. He had a cravat once. And I just think that he's like Mourinho. He will do anything to distract his team, with the press
from
his team.
Does the chairman dress him?
I would like to see him in a big Jamiroquai hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Not with Adidas Gazelle.
The return of the Space Tisdale.
Just the rest of this back. Exeter have lost their last four. Three of those have come at home.
So they'll be hungry for a win.
Yeah, exactly. Liverpool are doomed. Patched up Liverpool are doomed.
They really will be, Jim. Danny Butterfield is a player coach for Exeter City.
Mm. Yeah.
I like that. Do you remember he scored a hat-trick against Wolves in 6 minutes for Palace? I think that was FA Cup as well.
I don't remember that, no.
Paul Tisdale will be pulling a hat-trick.
Yes. Out of the hat. I'll see what you mean, Jim.
There'll definitely be a hat-trick.
Yeah. Butterfield, he was the guy, he nearly put Paul Merson over the edge. On the Sky Sports, he was reporting it. But a hat-trick in 6 minutes. He hadn't scored for 6 years prior to that. And he was a makeshift striker because I think he's a fullback.
Unbelievable. Brilliant.
I'll tell you what.
That's the sort of stories we like.
Stick him up front.
Tell
him he's Pele. Yeah.
Give him 3 minutes at the back. See where it's going. Then lump him up front.
That's right. I'm not going to make a prediction, but I think Exeter can do it. Just a thought.
Well, listen, I think if you are going to the game and you're an Exeter fan, do take along a hamstring to taunt the to taunt the players. Just wave your hamstrings around.
Get one of those chicken claws and pull on the tendon so it goes.
Do you think they'll make the visual metaphor leap seeing that?
Maybe. Imagine loads of them though.
Whoa. Imagine if Exeter sold out of chicken claws.
Yeah, imagine
because
that.
Of this show.
Yeah, do it, people, do it.
Who are Liverpool going to play at the back?
I think it's going to be Toure and Chan, surely. I think they are their only options.
Toure and Nickel, I'm going.
Maybe.
Toure is having a lovely time at the moment. He's
become a cult hero because he played really well against Real Madrid when they lost 1-0.
He he took a bit of a knock, didn't he? And it was like, not him as well.
Yeah.
But then the match is, we were recording on the Thursday, the match is tomorrow. So he could be injured. Some cruel twist of fate.
There is a lot of reality to happen now and tomorrow night.
A cruel twist of hamstring fate.
Would you like to see Gary Gillespie given a nod?
Of course I would.
Retired in 91, but as you said, Jim, Colo Torre still playing.
Yeah, I mean, presumably he's without a club, so they can just sign him.
Mm. I'm not even going to check that. I think Gillespie is without a club. Yeah. I have to say that. Probably is.
Carragher's free. Probably a bit lonely.
Carragher could probably do a job.
Yeah, now you're talking.
And Carragher could go straight off and do the punditry.
Yeah.
If I'm being forced to put Jamie Carragher in a Liverpool side, it's going to be for an Exeter FA Cup game. He'd love it. Yeah. Get his sleeves rolled up.
That's what Jamie Carragher was built in a lab for.
Yeah.
On goal.
Liverpool's neighbours, Everton, they're at home to Dagenham and Redbridge. Much better for them, they're at home, of course. But still, John Still is manager of the Daggers. He's a very Cockney man. John Still. Knows his way around, though, the lower leagues, and he's the type of man who will think, when the draw was made, he would have got a separate chalkboard in just for that game and thought, right, this is how we're going to undo them. He's aware of that Everton defence. It's leaking goals at times.
Marcus, when you said very Cockney man, Luke started typing on his laptop, and I'm scared he's got that picture of the Crazed Grandad.
No, I haven't.
That he keeps posting on the Twitter page repeatedly.
What I was going to say was that John Steele was a Dagenham and Redbridge legend, and I wanted to make sure I got this right, but he managed there for a number of years.
He did.
Took and made them an established league club.
Yeah.
Obviously went to Luton and then came back again. I've got a great story
good
about
pundit
John,
as well.
I've got a great story about John Steele, but I think I've told you before about the guy who's married to his daughter.
Tell us again.
I'll run it really quickly. He wanted to ask John Steele, who's again the father of his now wife, if he could have his daughter's hand in marriage. And he went to Jagan and Redbridge and knocked on the door on like a after training. And John Steele was in there with a couple of coaches, and he said, "Look, sorry, John, can I have a quick quiet word?" Mm. And so John Steele invited his two coaches or whatever it was to leave the room, and he said, "Look, I'm in love with your daughter. I want to ask her to marry me." And apparently, as he says it, the first thing John Steele said was, "Oh God, that's a relief. I thought you were going to ask me for a trial. I've seen you play, and you're nowhere near good enough."
Yeah. He would be a very, very interesting manager to play under, John Steele. As I say, knows the leagues down there very, very well indeed. I love this. Daniel Redbridge have Jamie Cureton playing for them still at the age of 40. Ex-Norwich.
Doing well for them, though. QPR. Remaining very good.
Jim, I'm trying to read his former clubs here. Ex-Norwich, QPR, Reading, Colchester, Exeter, and a lot more. Mm-hmm. An awful lot more. Sorry,
and
Jim.
Also, to be continued.
Yes,
the man seems
absolutely.
To not want to retire.
He's not retiring.
I beg your pardon, what were you going to say about him?
Just saying about Cureton, how he has actually sort of... That experience is really, really counting for him at that level. He's so dependable for them at 40 years old.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
I'll chuck in the fact that Dagenham have won their last two, which is a tick in the box for us.
Yeah.
Everton can't stop conceding.
They've got the momentum.
They have.
I mean, but, you know, they could snatch a draw there. Bring it back to Dagenham.
7-1, Jim. We've bet 365, the draw, 7-1.
Everton.
£10 on that, 70 quid back profit.
Just beat Manchester City in a cup game, though.
They have.
Exactly.
Yeah, after the Lord Mayor show.
Indeed. Yeah. They look sprightly against Spurs, but against Spurs and Manchester City, I mean, can they really do it again?
Can they mix it?
Can they pick themselves up again?
What do you mean they've won four games all season in League Two? Not bothered. Doesn't fit into our way of linking it.
With ex-Arsenal man Justin Hoyt at the back, Dagenham and Redbridge.
I used to work with Justin Hoyt's aunt.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
You see what Gavin Hoyt did recently?
No. Oh, yeah, that was for Barnet, wasn't it?
Yeah, he just... He ran out of the wall to kick a free kick away before the other team had taken it.
Oh, that was good, Zaire. Yes. That was
Barnet, another team above Dagenham and Redbridge in League Two.
It did look like he touched the ball, so I fully understand why he did that.
I think he committed because he thought the touch was coming, and then thought, in for a pound.
If I don't do this now, I'm going to look really stupid.
It would have actually been worse if he got halfway and then run back.
I would have just torn a strip off the ball, just eating it, went,
That's always
I'm not eating anything all day.
PS yogurt.
We cover it with yogurt first to cool it down. But had
it's spicy.
Yeah. How do you have ran and then thought, I'm too much into this run. I'll have to run over the ball. You'd have a man out of position. Yeah. Really, he took that book in for the team.
Yeah, he did. If anything, it should be rescinded.
I would just think it should be rewarded.
He's just rugby tackled the free kick taker.
Yeah.
Just have it.
You don't have enough of that in the game these days.
That's the tactical review of Everton v Dagenham and Redbridge, man. I think we can really see where that game's going to be won and lost.
Preview.
Yeah.
Jim, do you miss Justin Hoyt at Arsenal?
No.
Okay.
Do you miss decent punditry, Jim?
From the studio?
I have a bit of respect because I used to work with his aunt.
Okay.
Do you miss Justin Hoyt?
No.
Okay, fine.
Speaking of
respectfully.
Speaking of Everton and betting, when they were 2-1 up against Man City, 10 minutes to go, I lumped 10 quid on the draw.
Did you?
Didn't know where to get that money.
Because it didn't happen.
Because it didn't happen, that's why.
Yeah.
Silly boy. Arsenal, they're at home to Sunderland. Sunderland.
Big Sam's talking about rotating, isn't he?
He won't.
Fingers
that's a lie.
On it.
That's a lie.
Well, I don't know, though. They don't need a cup run, do they?
Sunderland?
Sorry,
yeah, but they want to win against Arsenal. No, he wants to win against Arsenal.
When you said Big Sam's talking about rotating, I genuinely, the first thing I thought was him on one of those rotisserie things.
Oh, no.
Isn't it weird that Sam's got a stick in his behind about Arsenal? It seems a really weird kind of large adversary for him to take on.
But Sam Allardyce
has actually been digging at Jurgen Klopp a bit lately as well. He likes swinging, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Swinging at one of the big boys.
Big Sam Allardyce is quite a functional manager with regards to his teams. Mm. And Wenger is not functional.
Right. Okay.
And I reckon that's where his beef lies.
All over the place, mate.
In a top three, in a top three,
just anywhere to hand.
In a top three candidate for surprising news story of the season, Alexis Sanchez suffered an injury setback.
Did he?
No, he hasn't suffered an injury setback, Jim, at all. It's just his progress has been slower. He's not got a new injury.
Setback.
It's not a setback.
It's a setback.
Jim,
Sunderland setback.
Instead of hamstrings, does Big Sam have beef strings?
No, he has both.
Let's not do.
Take your cheese strings along to Arsenal Sunderland at the weekend.
Yeah. I'm speaking to fat jocks. Luke Miller?
Yeah, hi guys.
Apologies.
Oh, yeah, I should make an apology to Andy Cole.
Oh, right.
I said he looked larger, but I didn't realise, and nor did any of you lot, by the way.
Well, we didn't
pull me up on
don't
it.
Bring us into it.
Oh, what do I want?
We weren't talking about his
body fascist.
You were
aiding and abetting.
This is like to make a murderer.
Donaldson, you'd have got done for a fray.
Can I be sincere? For Andy's sake?
Yes. I don't believe you can.
At least let me try.
Go on.
For Andrew's sake. Yes. He's actually had a very, very tough time of it. And so he's been ill, and that's essentially why he looks the way he does. I didn't realise that. I should apologise. Andrew, if you're listening, I know you're not. I respect you as a goalkeeper. A goalkeeper?
Oh, my goodness.
It's getting worse.
I respect you as a goal scorer. I respect you as a man. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. I don't necessarily respect him as a man.
Right.
Oh, my God. Worst apology ever.
We're going to a break.
I don't like him.
We're going to a break right now.
He's made it worse, but he's taken the heat off me.
Now.
Outstanding.
Break now.
Hi, I'm Frank Dubuff. You're listening to the Football Ramble. Football Ramble.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble Preview Show.
Now we've calmed down a bit.
Sponsored by Bet365.
If they still want to get involved.
I really, really want to say if you've just joined us, but of course, I can't. <Yeah. laughs> It is new live. All right then, it's the Pardew Derby. It's Southampton versus Palace. It's a Pardew Derby because...
Yeah, there's many.
Yeah, there is a few. Southampton, they're at home to Crystal Palace. Is that the thigh-rubbiest one of the round,
I'm
Peter?
Not excited for it.
You're not?
No, not really.
All right, well, it's not then.
Well, speaking of Pardiola, Jasper's got an email.
Oh, yes.
He's coming in with an email, and he says, hi, guys. I loved Pardiola immediately dismissing the idea of signing Charlie Austin just because Neil Warnock suggested it.
This was great.
Did someone say cutting off your nose to spite your face? Yeah. Apparently, Pardiola came in with, Neil Warnock was the manager here, and he didn't do very well, so I'm not really interested in his opinion.
To which I would
respond... That is brilliant.
To which I would respond with saying... Alan, I would call him Alan. Alan, your strikers between them have got one Premier League goal this season. You do, whether you like it or not, you do need one.
But you are not above criticism.
No.
Also as well,
and Austin's quite a good player. A very good player.
Warnock had some good times at the club.
He's had good times every club he's been.
We've all had good,
ending tragedy. Whether the fans had a good time or not, I don't know. But Warnock,
we've all had a good time.
It's very disrespectful.
I haven't at the Palace this season. I
got those fans singing I did a couple of times.
Maybe Pardew.
Is he Alan Bennett?
Maybe Pardew thinks that he's England manager now. And he's talking about Austin in that kind of.
What, by saying that Warnock was a manager here? Yeah. That is something of a stretch.
He means the country.
Yeah. In England.
Yeah. Oh, Pards. What about Watford at home to Newcastle? Another all Premier League tie, Peter. Are you worried about this one? You should be.
Well, we've decided that you are worried.
Because it is a football match.
Yeah. I've got no doubt in my mind that Mitrovic will score a hat-trick in this one. Because
really?
Just simply
no
because,
doubt.
No, I've no doubt
I've
in my mind.
I've got loads of doubts about that.
I just think that they'll probably do really well in the cup, and they always, they always do really badly.
Would you take relegation and a semi-final appearance?
I would take relegation and the FA Cup. Yes, I would.
Semi-final.
No, well, I'm giving you a counter offer.
All right, I lost in the final.
Mitrovic to score a hat trick is 100-1 on Bet365.
Right,
presumably you're backing that.
Get your
massively,
quids in.
Massively.
Get your poundsies in. Are you going to go to the what? You often go to the London fixtures with the Newcastle.
Not in London, bruv.
It's near London. It's
not
on the
in
tube.
London,
bruv.
Watford has a tube station.
It's Zone D, I think.
You have got a geographic responsibility to these listeners.
All right.
Take it seriously, please.
Are you going?
I'm working until 2, so it's going to be difficult.
Just a simple no.
Say it for your book, mate. No. Are you going or not?
No.
Fine. Move on, Marcus.
Thank you.
If someone could get me to Watford in a helicopter from Golden Square...
Leave Keegan out of it.
More on Keegan later. I've got an email.
Have you?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
People be hitting that 15-second skip button now. Get me to the good stuff.
That's a thigh rubber. That's a button presser.
Do you want to do it later or now?
Do you want it now?
Yeah, we're talking about Newcastle.
Fair dues. It's a good one. Hello to Richard Blake, MSC.
Blakey.
At the end. I think that was a
putting that on the end of your name.
I think that's in his signature, so fair dues. Hearing you talk about Kevin Keegan on an aeroplane a couple of weeks ago
last week
reminded me of a story my mum told me. She was an air hostess for BA in the 70s and she was flying the England team to a game, or rather BA were flying the England team to a game. She'd just broken up with a boyfriend and was sobbing her eyes out in the aeroplane kitchen about the whole situation. Through the curtains then wanders the England captain, none other than Kevin Keegan.
Oh, God.
My mum tries to hide her tears and asks if she can get him anything, but Kevin sees right through this.
And accidentally punches her in the face.
scalds her with a hot coffee. He puts his arm around her shoulder, sits her down and says, "What's the matter, dear?
Why was she already sitting down?"
Let him read the email.
Shut your fat mouth.
That's the angriest he's ever been at you.
He puts his arm around her shoulder, sits her down and says, "What's the matter, dear? Come on, tell Uncle Kev." My mum then proceeds to tell him the story for the next hour as Uncle Kev gives her a much-needed shoulder to cry on. I think that technically means that Kevin Keegan is my great-uncle. I've not yet decided how I feel about that.
Yeah. Captain of your mother's heart.
Isn't that lovely?
Captain
that
of all our hearts, Jim.
Yeah.
That is lovely.
And then Keegan things, fell out a window.
Two things. I'm just popping to the... Kevin, that's the wrong door. Yeah. Two things. Kevin Keegan, England captain... And another thing, lovely boy.
Nice man. Yeah. It's a shame he definitely lost his luggage. Absolutely, definitely lost
every
his luggage.
Every right to be conceited there as England captain. Yeah. You wouldn't find John Terry doing that, let me tell you.
No, you bloody wouldn't.
We've never ever doubted him. We've never said anything on the contrary. But Keegan is a very, very nice man and he's a very good man.
Mm. I hope he tried to have a little go in the cabin. Knocked on the pilot's door in his big Adidas pilot's jacket.
Incidentally,
I wonder what you were saying. I hope he had tried to have a go in the cabin.
Kevin Keegan to
Marcus
with Richard Blister's mother.
Marcus
Speller. Dapper laughs again.
Yeah.
Oi.
Exactly. Listen.
Oi.
Kevin
Christ, granddad.
Kevin Keegan to step in a bucket at some point this week. He's 10-1 on with Bet365. Yeah. So,
all right,
love your money on
10-1.
Yeah, on.
What are the odds if he is not wearing a shirt while he does it because he's outside and he accidentally locks himself out of his house?
Again, same price.
Same price. Yeah.
No extra value there for that.
You guys. I hate you lot.
Thanks for the email, Richard.
No, I really appreciate that, Richard, and I'm sorry about Jim there. there's a United derby at Old Trafford, Manchester versus Sheffield. Nigel Adkins is the manager of Sheffield United. Mm. Just to keep you update with your managerial positions.
Adkins chat.
It's nice to see him back at a Premier League ground.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure he appreciates that sentiment.
Do you not think? Luke, I'm looking at you.
No. I like that thing he did that time when he did that poem on Match of the Day.
Yeah.
We'd like to see more of that because he is David Brent made flesh. But other than that, I mean, I don't think they've got an awful lot of... I mean, they're 9-1 with Bet365 to win.
Well, Sheffield United love a cup run, don't they? They're
exactly,
notorious
Jim.
For it. You know, Man United, I think they haven't won the FA Cup since, I think, 2004, which seems mental.
It's a trophy that...
they're just not really that bothered about,
United under Ferguson have... They did underachieve in that tournament, no question about that.
They didn't compete one season.
Yeah.
That was when they beat Millwall in the final, I think.
I think that's right, yeah. Ronaldo got the winner, maybe, when he was still a very, very young man.
Was it the FA Cup? Cantona scored that goal volley against Liverpool.
I mean, when you look at it...
Actually, I think that chip he scored against...
Sunderland.
Was that...
No, it was at Old Trafford.
They've won a lot, haven't they, Manu?
Yeah,
we're just talking about Man United goals now.
Just looked up Sir Alex Ferguson's record in the FA Cup, won it 5 times. So...
In how many years, though?
Not that bad, is it?
It's once every 5 years or something like
that. Can he console a grieving woman, though?
No. Well, I think he probably could.
Yeah.
Over a bottle of lovely red.
Yeah.
Which he wouldn't spill down his white shirt like Kevin Keegan.
Oh, rude.
This has got upset written all over it. Wickham Wanderers at home to Aston Villa. Nice to know that Gareth Ainsworth, obviously former Wimbledon QPR man, is in charge of Wickham Wanderers. I already knew that as well. I'm sure a lot of you.
He's
did
been there
as well.
For a very long time.
Yeah, another man with a very long career in the game. Would it even be an upset if Wickham won?
I think
it really is that bad for Aston Villa.
Do you think there's a chance Villa will just go, you know what? Don't extenuate yourselves too much, boys.
Yeah.
Treat this as training. Doesn't matter if you lose. Just try and win the second half.
In the serious XMFC radio show we do, obviously it's to the whole of America, and we were talking to someone in San Diego.
Every single one of them.
We were talking to a bar owner in San Diego who opens his bars for Aston Villa matches.
And his name is Dirk.
Very important piece of information that. And will he be opening his bar for that time in the morning? It'd be like 3 or something
in the morning.
Will he be
opening his bar ever again?
Watching Aston Villa get their behinds handed to them by that team. Goodness me.
Well, Wickham are in decent nick as well, by the way. They're flying high in league.
Have they
two.
Got momentum?
Well, they lost their last game, but other than that, they're doing okay. I mean, they've only lost two of their last 10.
So they want revenge,
yeah, on Villa.
I'm really out for blood.
I think the universe, wants revenge on Villa at the moment.
It seems that way. Yeah, what have they done?
But if you're an Aston Villa fan, it's really bad watching your team. It's also terrible listening to this podcast. So apologies, guys, if we've ever come on a little bit too strong. But it is genuinely just baffling and confusing and abhorrent how Aston Villa have conducted themselves on the pitch this season.
I got about 100 messages saying that, Jordan Amavi's injured. He's injured. Why do you keep talking about him? I was like, he doesn't cease to exist because he's injured. He's still a player they paid for and signed and has played a bit. You know, of course, he can't help them out when he's injured and they need all the help they can get. But as I've said to you before, Wickham are in good nick.
Yeah.
And it's at Wickham as well.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that's our bet of the week.
It is, yes. Wickham are 23-10 to win this game with Bet365. So a £50 bet with all the proceeds, of course, going to Prostate Cancer UK, returns £165, so £115 profit. Please remember, you must be over the age of 18 to bet and gamble responsibly. And for more information on responsible gambling, go to gambleaware.co.uk.
Marvellous.
Oh, and also, all odds are subject to change, of course.
Yes.
Correct at the time of recording.
There we are, then. That's all we've got time for this week, of course. If you want to get in touch, the email address is show@thefootballramble.com. The website is thefootballramble.com. We're on Twitter @footballramble, Facebook and Instagram as well. And, of course, we'll be back at the start of next week. That is the preview show, sponsored by Bet365. Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Pete.
Keegan.
And it's goodbye from Megan.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.